Laurentian faculty going after Lu insurance money, claiming mismanagement. The union representing Laurentian University faculty is going after insurance money held by the insolvent university, saying the university's leadership mismanaged its finances. Laurentian University Faculty Association, LUFA, President Fabrice Collin explained that lawsuits cannot be filed against Laurentian at this time, as the university is still under court protection through the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA. However, under the auspices of the CCAA, LUFA was able to file something called a D&O, Directors and Officers, claim against Laurentian on behalf of its members. You can read more of this story by clicking here. Canada Votes 2021. Are major corporations taxed enough? Local candidates share their thoughts with Election Day on September 20th. The time to make a decision is upon us. To help you parse where the parties stand on the issues of the day, we sent a questionnaire to the candidates of the four parties with a member in Parliament, as well as the People's Party of Canada candidates. Issues we polled the candidates on were climate change, affordable housing, Laurentian University and the post-secondary sector, the opioid crisis, Indigenous issues, vaccine passports, corporate taxation, universal basic income and mental health supports. You can read the responses to our question, Does Canada need tax reform? Why or why not? By clicking here. Montpelier's bribery allegation to be investigated by police. The City of Greater Sudbury is expected to ask Greater Sudbury Police Service to investigate an allegation of bribery. Ward 3 Cowan. Jerry Montpelier recently described, in introducing a motion to that effect during Tuesday night's City Council meeting, Ward 8 Cowan. Al Sizer said Montpelier's serious allegations have cast a cloud of doubt over the integrity of ourselves as councillors and our entire organization. At issue is a Facebook post Montpelier made earlier this month in which he wrote that he did not vote on the location for a new municipal arena in 2017 due to an offered financial conflict of interest. The councillor went on to write that he was approached in person twice by Mr. A, on behalf of the developer, and once by Mr. K, who represented Gateway. Being familiar with my business involvement and participation with Ontario and Michigan casinos, both suggested the opportunity to personally profit by supporting the Kingsway location, he wrote. This for myself as a city councillor is clearly unethical and cause to abstain. Although he has subsequently denied he was offered a bribe, Montpelier's initial description of events as posted to Facebook aligns with the Merriam-Webster definition of the word. Kirwan defiant as council votes to reprimand him over fake Facebook account for breaching the city's code of conduct, Greater Sudbury City Council voted Tuesday night in favor of reprimanding Ward 5 Cowan. Robert Kirwan. The decision capped an almost two-hour discussion, which included a half-hour report by Kirwan in defense of himself and his wife, Valerie. Kirwan also used his time to lob criticisms at Integrity Commissioner Robert Swayze, the author of the report recommending his reprimand. Kirwan came under fire for allowing multiple posts under the fake name, Jesse Timmons, to be posted on the Valley East Facebook page, which he administrates with his wife, Valerie. You can read the full story here. Police looking for man wanted in King Street attempted murder. Greater Sudbury Police is requesting the public's help in locating a man wanted for attempted murder in a stabbing September 14 at a residence on King Street. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of Ilyes Elliot Muhammad, 28. At around 4:30 a.m. on September 14, 2021, police were called in relation to a serious assault at a residence on King Street. Information provided was that two men had been involved in an altercation inside of the residence, and one of the men had sustained serious injuries. The man responsible for the attack, believed to be Muhammad, fled prior to police arrival. Upon arrival at the residence, officers found a 39-year-old man who had sustained multiple stab wounds as a result of the altercation. He was transported to hospital by City of Greater Sudbury Paramedic Services with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Detectives have applied for and have been granted an arrest warrant for attempted murder, possession of weapon for a dangerous purpose and mischief under $5,000. This is believed to be a targeted and isolated incident as the two individuals are known to each other, said Greater Sudbury Police. Anyone with information related to his whereabouts is asked to contact police at 705-675-9171. Youth charged with assault with a weapon after altercation at Manitoulin Secondary. A 16-year-old from Machijing First Nation is facing multiple charges after an altercation at Manitoulin Secondary School September 14. The Rainbow District School Board said the altercation occurred at dismissal Tuesday, and involved a conflict between students. Officers with the Manitoulin OPP and the United Chiefs and Councils of Manitoulin Police Service, UCCM, responded to the altercation at 2:56 p.m. Several students received non-life-threatening injuries during this incident. You can read the full story here. David Murray headed to another trial on October 5 for theft and trafficking charges. The Crown Attorney's Office is having difficulty contacting the complainant in the theft and trafficking case against Ecolife home improvement owner David Murray, who is currently on trial and faces 45 counts of fraud. Murray was charged in April 2019 with theft under $5,000 and trafficking stolen property. The property in question allegedly belonged to David Beisel, a former subcontractor who worked for Murray. A one-day trial is scheduled for October 5 with a trial readiness date set for September 28. You can read more about the trial here. Greater Sudbury releases its vaccine policy. The City of Greater Sudbury's vaccine policy for employees requires that all staff disclose their vaccination status by September 30 and be fully vaccinated with an accepted vaccine by November 15. In a media release issued Wednesday, the city noted that reasonable accommodation will be provided to those employees with a valid human rights code-based exemption for medical or religious reasons, pending their approval with appropriate documentation. This, despite the Ontario Human Rights Commission declaring a singular belief or personal preference against vaccinations or masks does not appear to be protected on the grounds of creed under the code. You can read the full story here.